Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
One of the great things about Farm Bureau is there is no doubt where we stand on issues important to rural Oklahoma. Farm Bureau supports the protection of private property rights, reducing government regulations that serve as obstacles to food and fiber production, and a strong voice for rural Oklahoma in discussions on water resources. We are rural Oklahoma. To learn more, go to okfarmbureau.org.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Markets are closed today due to the Thanksgiving holiday, but we did close weaker yesterday. Corn futures continued their slide down, closed down 1.25 in the December front month contract at 4.17.25. Remember, tomorrow is the first notice day rather for the December corn and wheat as well, which means all long positions without the intentions of taking delivery must get out, and so that helped corn futures move lower on the front end. We remained below the 50-day moving average in the corn futures and have been there for the most part since the end of June. And we've been just in a continual slide since then. We're about a dollar lower than where we were at that time. And we're still a little bit above the high set back on the middle of November, which was 4.10.75. But I keep hearing and reading that the general consensus for corn futures is still a negative trend or a bearish trend. And then soybean futures here, they're higher, actually, for the most part this week. We're still above 50-day moving average, trading up to about 13.41 in the January contract, but closed at 13.20, 21 cents off the high and down 9.25 for the day. But a lot of people are still looking at that South American crop and the possibility of it being big, being a negative force there in the bean contracts.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
And if you look at the wheat futures, Kansas City and Chicago wheat both have been doing the similar action, which is selling off since the middle of October. We've come down about 60 cents since that time, and it's been a pretty steady move to the downside. All but this last couple days, we've had a little bit of change up with yesterday, which was Wednesday, closing up 4.75 in the December Chicago wheat, but 8.75 on the Kansas City. We're starting to see around the $7 December Kansas City and a $6.50 December Chicago wheat level, a lot of demand pickup. So that's a really good thing looking long-term and looking forward as we go into the next year. On the July of 2014, the chart looks the same. In the long-term aspects, looks really pretty good. We've got to get back above about 7.15 in the July 14 on the futures on the Kansas City wheat, but we're about 15, 20 cents away from that. And if the market can lift past that level, I think your long-term outlook would actually turn pretty positive. Now, if it gets dry, it could be a lot positive, but if we get some moisture, which any moisture is better than we've had the last few years, if we get some moisture and the wheat looks good this spring, probably we'll come back down on the wheat futures, but we'll have to wait and see. If you look historically, $7 is still a good price.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.